Geared up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here on a Word of Mouth Wednesday for Wednesday, June the 23rd, 2010. And, you know, the ground is shaking. Today, word up, we're only days away from a hardcore lockdown of the downtown Toronto core, and the focus of our show tonight is going to be on the massive G20 summit and how it's affecting the local citizens of Toronto. First up, we'll be speaking with the outspoken activist group Test Their Logic about what they're doing to protest the G20 and their controversial rap track G8 G20 Crash the Meeting. Then we'll also be speaking with local activist Derek about what he's been seeing going around, in the local area right here around Ryerson, and then we'll be doing a retrospective listen to some important clips from past Word of Mouth Wednesdays, including a clip with the union activist Dave Coles about provocateurs and at the legendary Montebello Summit. And then later on, we'll be opening up the phone lines for the community on the topic of the G20. In case anyone out there's got some local issues you want to talk about, this is the Word of Mouth Wednesday. I'm Daniel Libby, and stay tuned for our Word of Mouth Wednesday G20 few days away special. We'll be right back with Test Their Logic. But first, just want to play a quick cart here on one of the events you can look out for coming soon this weekend. Stay tuned. CKLN 88.1 FM.
Justice for our communities. No to the G8 G20. Yes to taking back our city.
Tired of having the city shut down so the 20 richest leaders in the world can meet to plan how to destroy the environment, close borders, continue the theft of native land?
Wondering why they can spend $1.1 billion on this photo shoot while closing your daycare and charging you to use the local pool?
Join us.
June 25th, 2:30 p.m., Allen Gardens, for a meal, march, block party, and Tent City. Help us tell them this isn't their city.
For more info, visit 25june.wordpress.com.
For details on other protests scheduled throughout the week of June 21st, check out attacktheroots.net.
And come down and join the Get Off the Fence demonstration Saturday, June 26th.
Tune in to CKLN 88.1 FM between June 25 and 27 for G20 focused coverage and reports.
We are making revolutionary radio.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday back here, CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto. And joining me on the show, we've got two guests here live in the studio. They're here to talk about a lot of things, and one of the main issues we're going to be talking about is the G20. I'd like to welcome today to the show Illogic and Testament.
Yeah,
hey, guys.
Yeah, what up?
What's up, T-Dot?
Word up. Glad you guys could join us today. What's been going on? What's the latest? What have you seen going on around downtown, the G20?
Well, today the earth is moving, Environmental Justice Day, and the situation on the planet is getting worse every day, but we got lots of allies in the natural world. Mother Nature is fighting back as well, so we're standing in solidarity with her.
Nice. And so were you guys at the action today?
Yeah, we were at the action today. We did the whole toxic tour of Toronto, stopped at RBC, stopped at the mining building, U of T, and we also stopped at the courthouse. But we wanted to keep going to some of these extractive industries, some of these polluters, some of the worst corporations that are based here in Toronto in terms of like their environmental record.
Canadian mining,
and specifically, but a huge sea of thugs basically decided to stop us and not allow us to march in the streets.
The armed gangs and T-Dot are all over the place.
So they might say they want to, that peaceful protest is okay, but really, they don't want any protest. They're trying to get everyone to stay home. They're trying to put fear in everyone's hearts. They're using violence against people who are just walking. And we need to stand up to that. As a city, we can't let them push us around like this. We can't let them get away with this. It feels like we're in like some kind of occupied dictatorship right now. And I think most people in Toronto can actually feel that too, and are feeling kind of like scared. I actually talked to a Polish woman today who said like she came here because she thought there was like freedom here. But like from what she sees right now on the streets of Toronto, she doesn't think it's any different than totalitarian regimes that she's had to live through. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I went down to the fence last night, and it is an oppressive area to go through, you know. The whole downtown, I'm not a big fan of downtown or Bay Street, but it's deserted. It is eerie down there, going through the fences, seeing the police, seeing the lines and the intimidation that they want to put over the city. It's not a pleasant feeling for sure.
Right, right. And so you're saying you're down at the fences, and this event, I guess, what was it again? Was it a march?
Yeah, it was a snake march. It was like a toxic tour of Toronto. There was puppets. There was, you know, floats. There was a very festive atmosphere. There was people dancing. There was clowns.
People covered in fake oil.
Yeah. And it was designed to be very, like, you know, like expressive, very...
Street festival kind of
vibe. You know, the cops weren't trying to get jiggy with that. So, I mean, we still had a good street festival. There's a lot of people having a good time in the streets. People are still dancing in the streets. We're still having a good time. But
we performed for a good couple hundred cops in front of the American Embassy as well, dropping some police state tracks on them, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of fun and interesting.
Nice. And yeah, and you guys are getting a lot of attention, getting a lot of play, I guess, on YouTube with your video that's gone viral, and you got a track on, it's about the G8G20, it's G8G20 Crash the Meeting. How did this song all come about?
Well, I mean, we've been continuously making tracks towards our album that we were coming out with soon, and it was a very pertinent time, you know. We've realized it's a good opportunity to get our message out there for not just Toronto, but for the world. And we wanted to make it as controversial as possible to get the dialogue going, get people talking about it, so we can, you know, further the ideas. You know, it's really hard to get radical messages out through the mainstream media on an average, you know, regular status quo day. They're not calling us, asking us our opinion about things, but G20 comes to town and we got all types of media talking to us about it, so we were just using that as a springboard to try and get these messages out.
Also trying to reach people and you know, encourage people to come join us in the streets of Toronto, because we need our allies to be with us, you know, when we take on this this oppressive apparatus.
Inspire the fire to bring down the empire.
For real, and I'm glad that you guys are getting the word out, because you know, I think I saw you guys on the news actually on Monday night, from some clips from the rallies. I guess it's you know, people have already started activizing, you know, before you know, a week before the G20 is, you know, things started on Monday, and you know, you guys were in you guys are pictured rapping in the news clip. What happened Monday?
Monday there was an all-out in defense of the rights of all march. It was kind of the first little testing the waters of, you know, how protesting the G20 is going to be. And there was only maybe, like, you know, a couple hundred people max that came out, but there was an incredible show of force from the police.
Intimidation.
Intimidation, not force. It was very much like, you know, helicopters, lines and lines and lines of police, like, you know, like three lines deep at some points.
Your tax is well spent.
Yeah, I mean, it really goes to show, you know, where the priorities are. People are, like, coming out demanding, you know, like, housing for all and an end to the cuts of a special diet and, you know, like, basically some basic human rights and human decency for people who live in Toronto. You know, all the things that could have been provided easily with $1 billion.
Canada-wide, not just Toronto as well, you know. This whole country is in need. There's poor folks all across this land that need help. And, you know, it was funny. I was talking with some police today, and they're saying it's our fault that they have to be there. We didn't ask for the G20 to come to our city. We did not ask for that at all. We don't want it here.
Most people in Toronto don't want it here.
And so they're trying to put it on us. Like, it's our fault that they have to spend $1 billion. But, you know, that's obviously a joke.
And they're happy. They're collecting their overtime paychecks on all our backs. So,
right. And there's, yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot of police. And I guess there is a lot of media. You know, I watched Monday night a few different news places. They had, you know, each news category had a report on the protests. And, you know, it seems like every day there's more. It's all G20 focused on all these news stuff. What do you think? I guess I'm wondering, why do you think that the media is following the protesters so much? Like,
they want to see some smash windows. They want to see some confrontations with the police. They want some controversy. You know, there's many peaceful demonstrations that go on all over the world. You'll never see that on the news unless it's a Tea Party in the States and it's on Fox News. They won't give us an opportunity to let our voice be heard. And that's kind of like the bind that protesters are in. People say you have to be peaceful. You have to, you know, maintain law and order. But when people do that, there's no coverage of it. There's no, you know,
and there's no
acknowledgement.
There's no acknowledgement. There's no changes. You know, the people in power aren't listening anyways. They could care less. I mean, I think also it's just there's nothing else going on in Toronto because they've shut down this whole city. So they have to report on something, right? Like the only thing that's going on in Toronto right now is the protests, really. I mean, they're locking down this whole city. They canceled all types of festivals and events that were going on. There's all types of tourists that would be in the city, you know, doing a lot of cool things, and there'd be all types of events that people could go to and cover. But because of the G20, they're trying to turn the city into a ghost town. So the only thing to report on is the protests. And I mean, I think it's exciting too, because it's like, you know, when the G20 comes around, like there's always confrontation. There's always different. You know, there's people that aren't going to take it. The people that are going to resist. And it's exciting to see, well, how does your city stack up in the world? See how ready people are to like challenge the forces of social control and domination that are choking us all.
Right. And, you know, just to get into one of the specific issues, because I just noticed you guys are both have T-shirts on. We got shut down the tar sands with a Canadian flag dripping with oil. And, you know, we started talking about the toxic tour you guys were talking about happened earlier today. And, you know, there's a lot of environmental issues and, you know, a lot of people are talking about oil with this, you know, the biggest ecological disaster ever currently going on in the Gulf of Mexico. I guess what do you guys think? Do you guys think that like a G20 meeting or something like this? Do you think that they're going to make an environmental announcement? Do you think there's going to be?
It's a joke, man. It is business as usual is continuing. The whole thing is they're criminals. BP is criminals. The Obama administration has helped them cover it up. They want to talk about violence. What is happening in the Gulf of Mexico is violence, and whatever protesters do or don't do over the weekend, it will pale in comparison to the destruction that is caused every day by these people. And the tar sands is another example of that. They're destroying, you know, the natural environment.
They're killing indigenous communities. They're like actually poisoning the water supply. People are getting cancer and all types of diseases because they want to get rich, and they know what the consequences are, and they still do it.
They don't care. They do not care about us or our communities, and they're willing to destroy them for them to get more profits.
Yeah, and like the only environmental announcement that's going to come out of the G20 is that they're going to continue raping this planet.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of different issues, a lot of different reasons why people are protesting, and that's one of the cool things with the video that tests their logic you guys put out on the G20 crash at the meeting. Because at the end of the video, you go through a lot of it's sort of like headlines of different, you know, different reasons to be active against this summit. And, you know, one of them was environmental reasons. And then, you know, so there is a lot of them. But I was just wondering about, you know, just about your group, Test Their Logic. How did you guys get together?
Well, we were both solo artists, and we had a mutual friend that set up a show for us in Guelph, and we started playing shows together and then started collaborating, and we've been continuing for a year and a half now.
Nice. And I noticed at the end of the video, there's like one of the last title screens mentions the Raised Fist Collective. What is that collective?
That's the collective we're starting, and anybody who's, you know, willing to stand up for our planet and the people is an honorary member. You know, we're opening up for everybody out there who is willing to stand up to this this system of destruction, this culture of death. Anybody who's all the warriors of the world unite. You know, we're ready to fight and do what's right for our planet. So anybody who wants to join, you know, holler at us.
Especially those that want to do that within the hip-hop culture. I think we need a lot more positive voices, a lot more revolutionary voices within hip-hop. Hip-hop has been pretty much co-opted by the forces.
Corporations.
It's been co-opted, and we need to take it back, and we need to make it a voice for the people, and we need to make it about street reporting. We need to make it about challenging authority and fighting for a better world. So especially if you're a DJ, a graffiti artist, a breakdancer, or an MC, it'd be awesome, you know, link up with us because we want to get shit popping.
You know, they're like feeding our children poison. That's what they want kids to be listening to. You know, it's materialism, sexism, homophobia, all the most base instincts of humanity is expressed through the mainstream culture of hip hop. And it's poison for the kids. That's what they want. They, you know, people blame hip hop as well, saying that, you know, why does hip hop have all these negative images and messages it's sending out there? It's not the artists, you know, who are selling this music. It's corporations who are selling this to the children. And there's many, many artists out there making real music, real conscious, informative, you know, socially important works that do not get any radio play. And then they blame it on hip-hop and the artists. As it's like it's their fault that, you know, that's the content that gets played on the radio. When it's obviously that's what corporations want. They want us to be materialistic, sexist, you know, just completely engorge in our egos.
They want us to be oppressive to each other, because the more we fight each other, the less they have to put us down. You know, we're putting each other down all the time.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of true words. Speaking with Tessa Logic, Testament, and Illogic here in the studio at CKLN. And, you know, with this big G20 coming up, we've only got a few days left, and then it'll be, you know, it'll be taking place this weekend. But I guess everything will start getting locked down tomorrow, they're saying.
What's not already locked down?
Right, exactly. I guess looking ahead to the next few days, is there anything you'd recommend for the listeners for activism or you know what to?
Indigenous solidarity tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Queen's Park. You know, this ain't Canada. This is Turtle Island right here. This is stolen land we're living on, and you know, standing in solidarity with Indigenous people worldwide who are still having to fight for their land, for their justice and freedom. You know, that's an important thing. People act and think that that's something that went on in the past. This thing is still going on today. Indigenous people, the land is being stolen. People are still living in third world conditions in Canada. You know, apartheid was born in Canada. The South African apartheid was based on the Canadian Indian Act. Israel is doing the same thing to the Palestinians. That's why Canada never votes against Israel in the UN. You know, it's the same thing going on. So
that's why they won't sign on to the UN Declaration on Indigenous Rights. Also, that's like there's a lot of things that are really messed up about Canada. This whole place is built on genocide and you know,
theft.
We need to stand up and resist that.
Because there's still, you know, Indigenous people, you know, a lot of people, you know, in Toronto have privilege to make the choice on whether they want to come out to resist the G20. But for Indigenous people worldwide, they don't have that choice. Their land is being stolen right now. And the, you know, the question on whether to fight or not is not, there's no choice for them. We have the privilege to make that choice. So for us, you know, it's important for us to, you know, make the brave choice to be able to go out there and stand in solidarity with people worldwide, but people in our, you know, in Turtle Island right here.
For real. And yeah, we're just speaking with Tester Logic, Testament and Illogic, and I guess if people make it out to these protests, big protests on the weekend, I guess look out for a few guys rapping. It'll probably be you guys or
We'll be rapping at Saturday Night Fever. Nice. People should definitely come out to Saturday Night Fever. It's going to be an awesome street party, kind of reclaiming our city. Because, you know, they're even shutting down the entertainment district, right? So where are people supposed to party? So we're going to take the streets. We're going to have a party in the streets. Nice. We're going to have fun with it. It's going to be our city. It is our city. It's not the G20 leaders' city. It's our city, and we're going to take it.
Yeah, big ups to Lal, and Abstract Random is going to be out as well, and a bunch of other amazing artists and
Lee
DJs.
Lee Reed's going to be on it. It's going to be an awesome, dope party. Everyone should just come out, have fun with it. Go to fever2010.wordpress. You can find it, or just like Google search, or just search online for
Saturday Night Fever Toronto.
It's going to be hype.
For real.
You want to see what community is really about. You know, that's what it's all about for us, is building community, building network. That's what's going to keep us strong and safe in the madness that's coming towards everybody.
Yeah, for real. Dope. And it's been good talking to you guys. I guess search Test Our Logic. If you're on YouTube, you can find this video here, G8G20 Crash the Meeting. Just going to play this track. And thanks again, Testament and Illogic.
Word up. Thanks a lot, y'all. See you in the streets.
Big ups.
Enlightened sovereignty, then, the natural extension. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Come on. See you in the streets. Yeah. Test the logic, yeah. G8G20, they few, we many. G8G20.
20, they do remain. There's nowhere you can't go in the world without opposition to your plans on making it twirl. Around your greedy fingers, we watching it swirl down the drain. Insane economics unfurl. See, we're not buying what you're selling, even with your propaganda telling media barons rebelling. We're yelling,
no justice, no peace in the streets.
It's just us versus the elite's police. See, a better world we see, so we're free when we speak. Oil's at its peak, and we got at a beat. The status quo will keep us unable to speak. On our knees saying, please, we reap what we sow. So you know the whole plan is out of control. The goal to hold power while we get the blindfold. Truth be told, it's the same old song and dance. We're down to the wire, might be our last chance to advance. Humanity, take your stance. The power of the people, a street romance. United, we cannot be defeated. G20, we're ready, T-Dot, it's time to greet them.
G-A-G-20, they do remain. G-A-G-20, they do remain.
Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting.
Chattering the so-called social peace. Windows getting smashed live on TV. 2010 is here, confront the beast. Reclaim the streets.
Lightened sovereignty.
Bringing that fire, it's incendiary. Cause they locking down streets with the military. And the progress is death, it's a cemetery. This is Canada, this is native territory. Turtle Island, East Coast of Salish. Colonizers just keep on taking. February 2010, confront invasion. G20 duly, big tree blazing.
During the time of crisis, I relied on about 10 Canadians with great expertise to do. To give advice.
Destroy the SBB wherever it gets stationed. Take over everything with occupation. More revolt, more self-determination. Social war against our nations. No control against domination. Against the empire and its colonization. Against the war and the government agents. Against authority for liberation.
G-A-G-20, they do we many. G-A-G-20, they do we many.
Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting.
G-A-G-20, they do we many. G-A-G-20, they do we many.
Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday, just back here, and just want to clarify the spelling of Test Their Logic. It's logic with a K. Test Their Logic, logic with a K instead of a C. If you're looking out for Test Their Logic, just search GAG20, Crash the Meeting. If you're interested in checking out the video, I think they already got over 13,000 views. They're getting thousands each day now because of... I guess because of the G20 summit being a main focus of people trying to get information and, looking out for the protests, looking out for the activism, you'll find Test Their Logic on YouTube. And also, if you're down at the protests, I think these guys are planning to be around a lot of the protests. I think they might even have some music for sale. So look out for... look out for that, and as well, a lot of stuff going on. So I just wanted to, right before we're gonna bring in another guest, a local guest coming up. But I just wanted to play, just in case anybody is wondering about the, situation of police provocateurs. And actually, provocateurs, I don't believe. Are solely police. I believe that there could be provocateurs that aren't working for the police, but then there could also be provocateurs employed by police, as happened in 2007. at a protest of the SPP meeting that took place in Montebello, Quebec. And the provocateurs were exposed as police officers by a union activist, the president of the CEP, Dave Coles. And we actually spoke with Dave Coles in 2008. So here's just a quick clip, a few minutes of Dave Coles explaining about provocateurs, his thoughts on provocateurs. And so here's a throwback for you. Check out Dave Coles. And if you're wondering a bit about provocateurs, well, stay tuned. Here is some info. Word of mouth. With this Security and Prosperity Partnership, and I know that there's a popular video posted on YouTube, and everyone can check it out, titled SPP Protest Union Leader Stops Provocateurs, and it's featuring you, and it was filmed during the demonstrations in Montebello last summer. And as I understand it, you filed an official complaint about the incident with the Police Ethics Commissioner?
Yes, and your timing is impeccable. I was interviewed by employees of the commissioner today from 8:30 a.m. till 11:45 noon on our complaint. And when they were finished with me, they interviewed a number of my staff as well. So that complaint is alive and well, and we're hoping that the truth will come out.
Definitely. One of the things with the complaint is that it's quite shocking, is that it almost implies that the police officers, the provocateurs featured in this video clip, they may have been commanded by their superiors to disguise themselves as protesters, pick up rocks and aggressively confront other police officers and then get themselves arrested almost. Do you agree that this seems like a very peculiar tactic to be using?
My personal belief is, our union's belief is, that this was a political maneuver by someone in power quite far up the food chain. I think that it's quite possible that it came out of Stockwell Day's office, or in fact the Prime Minister's office. This is a tactic that they've been caught at before. It's just not some far-fetched pipe dream. If you can recall in the APEC hearings, that it became clear that the RCMP were sent in under direct orders of the PMO's office. In our case, the CEP's case, we were there, of course, to support the Council of Canadians, but we were there protesting the SPP and the issue that you raised earlier about Canadian national energy security. One of the things that politicians either don't know or refuse to engage in the debate with us, when Peter Lougheed and his crew said that they were going to turn the oil off to eastern Canada, that was BS then, and it's BS now. There never was, never has been, a pipeline that would carry oil from western Canada to the refineries in Ontario and Quebec. They all go through the United States. And this is why we were there in Montebello, to protest this government's, you know, lack of will, or their, you know, just absolute carte blanche giving away of our energy, while letting the people in Ontario and Quebec, well, they're left there with their knickers down in cold weather.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So that was Dave Coles speaking a bit about the incident that happened in Montebello, speaking about the provocateurs. And, you know, this is a big topic. It's gotten around in the media because of another union activist, or another union leader. Sid Ryan was talking about this as a possibility for Toronto. And then there was also Dan Dix from Press for Truth. I remember we interviewed him. We actually had him on the show last week as well, speaking about this. He actually got to ask one of the main Toronto police leaders for the, or organizers for the G20 summit from the policing side, about he asked him about provocateurs. And the reply was more I'm not at liberty to say, or something like that. I can't go into those details. So it wasn't a denial or a confirmation. So we don't know about the provocateurs. But if that's another clip you can check out, a viral clip on YouTube. It went viral in 2007. So if you haven't seen it yet, then you could always check it out. It was also in the United We Fall movie that had the premiere on Friday, which is a good movie to check out on July 1st when it gets released for everyone to check out. They have some clips in there from of the incident. You know, it's something to think about, something to look out for. This is the big G20 and you know, we got another I got another track here. It's another protest track. I'm just going to play this until we get our next guest here in the studio. This is a track called the G20 Song. It's by The Usual Suspects with Dave Parkinson. You know, something else to get you in the mood for this upcoming G20. Here is the G20 Song, The Usual Suspects, Dave Parkinson.
Locking up the street where the leaders meet to pick the pockets of the bodies in the street. Talk about poverty, 2 billion already. Bail out the economy, couple times already. Bail out the bank, using Interact. $1.50 each time, I want my money back. Here come the protesters to challenge the investors who took all the money you've been saving for your best years. The protesters want action. They got dissatisfaction at the corporate elites taking over our streets. When the leaders come to meet, plotting to defeat indigenous peoples, migrant workers, aboriginals, women's rights, First Nations, immigration. Talking about the people who have built this nation. Security spent 2 billion already. Talk about poverty, riot cops in the streets, protesters bloodied and beat. Who got screwed in the end? G20 2010. Now he's a man of the hour. And all the criminals in power wouldn't put it past Harper. Pull an inside job on the CN Tower. No questions will be lingering about the people that they're fingering. Blame it on the anti-global activist, anarchist, terrorist. I'm sure you'll make it on the list. They'll be jamming, cameras be grabbing. Know they're gonna get you with the sonic sound cannon. Protest.
Word up. Word of mouth. We're back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. It's about 7:36 p.m. And joining us in the studio, we've got another local activist from, you know, he's been, I've seen him down at a few of the Toronto Truth Seekers meetups on Saturday. That's how I know him. And I actually know that he's actually really close to our location right here in Ryerson, where he's at now, which is also near where we meet up in Toronto Truth Seekers at the Young Dundas Square. But yeah, I just wanted to welcome Derek to the show today. Oh yeah,
sure,
thanks.
To be here.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for making it in today. And I know, you know, there's so much stuff going on locally with this G20. I guess what are your impressions right now of the G20?
Well, basically the first thing is the amount of money they spent really stands out to the general public, but if you look behind the layers of it, there's much more going on. We got the wars based on false accusations, weapons of mass destructions turned out to be lies. Then we got secret tortures, secret prisons. We got microchips coming in. They're on TV, on the media. You know, there's a lot of things going on at once, and we kind of have to pay attention, and that's why I like Toronto Truth Seekers, because it does indulge into that type of specifics, right? So,
yeah, exactly. You can take your, it's, you know, it's like taking your activism to the streets as well. You know, getting the word out on the Saturdays. I've seen you down there get on the megaphone.
Yeah, a couple times, because you know what, I have a lot of, I got a lot of personal issues with what's going on in the States, right? Because when we allow this to happen, when we allow innocent people, you know, in Iraq or Afghanistan to be interrogated without lawyers, to be tortured, waterboarded, you know, eventually what's going to happen is they segregate the population, and we allow that to happen in these third world countries, and we say, you know what, at least it's not us. You know, you can turn a blind eye, but you know what? As a human population, we're all one. You know, we're all under God, and we have to fight for each and every one of our freedoms. So, basically, if you don't, it's gonna end up happening in your own country, and that's what the psychological aspect of it is. You know, and now you got these fences overtaking Toronto, which looks like the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. And if you actually put a side by side photo, you couldn't really decipher the difference. You know, it's basically them and us. It's a segregation of society. It's the elite and the general public. And if you look at all the taxes being raised and in the state of times that we're in, we have to wake each other up. We have to be truthful. We have to really stay true to the facts. And that's what I'm about. I'm about waking people up, and I really have a passion for it. You know, it's like, because 20 years down the road, I want to say at least I was a part of something, because there is going to be a movement. There is going to be people in the streets when they do clamp down and they do bring more of these security parameters in. You know, just like Toronto G20, there's going to be the protests, right?
Right, right. And that's what I wanted to get into, because we have this G20. We got the global leaders, 20 of the biggest global leaders coming to Toronto. You know, so we're talking about global issues here, but it actually comes, when it comes down to it, for us here in Toronto, it's a local issue. And, you know, with the local, you know, with yourself being a local person of the local community, I know you've got a firsthand look of about what's going on. And, you know, I was about to ask you, you know, about what you've been seeing, and, you know, have you been seeing the activism going on around?
Yeah, actually, I just live downtown in the downtown core, and they had a general protest, which I believe started in Queen's Park. And that was, I believe, yesterday.
Free speech zone.
Yeah, free speech zone. That's where they tell you where you can, you know, have your freedom of speech.
So, right.
You know, listen to the government where they tell you to go, right?
Yep.
But basically, yeah, I was just walking up the street. I didn't actually plan to do any activism that day or be a part of a protest. So I saw a very huge march, and there was about 200 people. It turned out it started off peacefully. Mm-hmm. And I said, I asked one of the protesters, what is this concerning? Because they had animal rights activist signs. So I thought it had to do with animal rights, but they said it was G8, G20. So I started to join in and walk up the street. This was along Dundas. Mm-hmm. So basically, the cops were blocking off the area of church in Dundas. And there was about five or six of these guys that looked a little shady. They ended up going into a gas station, And they ran in there, and there's about 20 people that followed them in. So right away, I saw this, and I thought maybe violence might occur. I don't know. Hypothetically, I was just thinking, I don't want to be a part of this. I am a peaceful protester. I just want to march and be a part of something. But when they went in there, I just put my arms up and I said, hey, I'm not a part of this. It's surprising how there was TV crews right there at the exact moment that they overtook this gas station. And they had the mic on me right away. They were interviewing me, asking me what happened. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of bizarre, to say the least.
Now, do you think that they started interviewing you because they thought you were just a guy walking by, or did they think you were part of the protest?
Well, the funniest thing happened was they started pointing at me and thinking that I was an agent provocateur when I was the one that said I'm not a part of overtaking a gas station to protest, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to have a protest and if you are a movement, freedom of speech is everything, and you know what? Every protest that we can be a part of is great, you know, especially during these times. But there has to be some kind of leadership. So when these guys overtake a gas station, you got one TV station there. But if they would have stuck with their idea, if they would have just stayed in that gas station and be peaceful, mm-hmm. you know, you could have had publicity on a tremendous level. Mm-hmm. But they ended up staying there for about 5 minutes, and then they ended up leaving.
Oh, well, yeah, that, okay.
So I didn't know what the point was, you know.
Right. So you're seeing a protest already starting Monday, and it's in your neighborhood, and you're saying this is a church in Dundas. Like, this is like a block away from
yeah,
where
that's
we are right.
right
now. Okay. And then you're saying that as this protest takes a turn for the gas station, somewhere along the way you start being accused of being a police provocateur.
Policeman, agent provocateur.
Like, that's the people are just yelling this stuff out, or?
Yeah, it's basically, you know what? I said, "Wow. I actually was pretty inspired when I saw these people marching, because mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? This is early."
Yeah.
It's earlier than expected, and I'm like,
right, a Monday, yeah.
If they have a good following, if they have, like, if they know what they're talking about and they get to the general public, people will join in as they're marching. That's the kind of protest we need to have in Toronto. We need to have people from all different types of ideals. You know, if you're with gay rights and everything else that's going on, with the homeless, you know, look in the streets of Toronto. If you go down to Eaton Center, you know, about 20 people will come up to me in a matter of an hour. It's just on a monumental level. So we have to stand up for homelessness. We got to stand up for rights of all people. We have to stand up for detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan. There shouldn't be any secret prisons and torture tactics. You know, this is Nazism, really.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. All the stuff going on. And, you know, I know that it's going to be even bigger this weekend, the activism, the protests. And With the leaders, though, with the summit, you know, it's a meeting. It's referred to as a meeting. Some people refer to it as a party, you know. But we're never totally sure about all the what goes on behind the closed doors and in this secret arrangement. And you know, we don't even totally know their full agenda. But from what we do know, like, are you expecting there to be a big announcement at the end of this, or?
I'm just going on what their words are in their publications and from what they say on television and in the media. They want a world government, world convergence of all the governments worldwide. They want to instill this on the people without even any kind of voting, anything. It's basically them taking control and us just being behind the fence. And you know what? When you research this, these are some of the biggest names to come out in politics. This is Bush. This is Al Gore. This is Barack Obama. This is Clinton. This is the Pope. If you actually research mainstream media and you go on and type in New World Order and any leader, they all are on the same page. So basically what that entails is like a global currency.
Right.
Because it's almost like if there's a catastrophe with a global economic collapse, or country by country, they're going to be the ones that are going to say, we got a solution. You know what? It's a bunch of bull. You know what I mean? It's them taking control and them bringing in these security parameters. If you look at the airport scanners that are going in,
right,
that are already installed in a lot of these Pearson airports and UK worldwide,
right?
It's basically it's demoralizing humans. So you go in, they can see your naked body, and you're deemed a terrorist suspect, proven guilty before innocent. That's what they want you to feel like. They want you to be in fear. And this is an agenda. You know, they have so many different aspects of this. You know what, it's like it's a security grid that's coming in. And when you understand, when you wake up to it, you understand the plan.
Right, right. Some of the things to look out for this weekend include tens of thousands of cops, as well as they're saying Canadian Armed Forces, RCMP, Secret Intelligence. They're talking about jamming cell phones. As well, if you're at the protest, look out for sound cannons, water cannons, tear gas, pepper spray, these type of things. With this massive security we're seeing going in, and you know, even just maybe the most visible is the fences. You brought it up. Have you been down to the fences?
I've actually done a couple tours down by Union Station,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen the fences. You know, this is what $1.2 billion gets you.
Mm-hmm.
How many police officers and security guards? Over 10,000
mm-hmm.
in a city of Toronto to close it down in the middle of the summer while the World Cup is going on. You know, it's kind of mm-hmm. convenient that there's a World Cup going on. There's so many fans interested and so many people that are kind of not interested in what's going on in Toronto. It's kind of mm-hmm. like a deflection, you know? That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think they actually installed it in Toronto because they know we're a very laid-back type of society.
Mm-hmm.
We're not like New York or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or the UK. We're not all up in arms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. But you are you thinking you're gonna check it out? Maybe the Saturday March or the. So are you thinking of?
I'm definitely. I want to be a part of something, but I want to choose my battles properly.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a peaceful protest and I hear about it, I'm definitely interested in being a part of something.
Right. Yeah, I know the Saturday they're saying is going to be a big day. There's stuff going on. You know, they're saying even starting tomorrow there's going to be Indigenous sovereignty starting, I think, around 11 a.m. at the Queen's Park North. Then in Allen Gardens on Friday, there's a, I think they're talking about setting up a tent city. Then there's the Saturday will be the big day because that's all the unions are also promoting that one I guess it's a rally at Queen's Park, and then they're going to plan to march down towards the fences. I don't know how close they'll get. And, you know, I'm not even sure. You're saying that you've been down at the fences around Union Station, but I think that there is, you know, I am a bit surprised that they are. It says that they're leaving Union Station open, that GO Trains, TTC will still run to Union Station, and you can still access it. Like, when you walk down to Union Station, are you seeing it surrounded by fences, or is it still open? Or
it's pretty much open just before Union Station. I believe that's on Bay.
Right.
That's where the fences pretty much end.
Okay. So it's like a border. I see.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to do it. And yeah, so they got it. They got it all the way down till, I guess, they got a separate fenced off area near the lake at the harbor, at the Western Harbor Castle. There's a fenced area there, and then there's the main one around the downtown core there. So that's, you know, that's the kind of stuff to look out for. And you know, there is just, you know, there's just so much stuff going on. But I guess is there do you have any recommendations? Like, would you recommend people protest, or maybe even not even just the G20, but like even just the what Toronto Truth Seekers are doing on the streets, or what would you say for the future of local activism?
Well, I definitely I enjoy being a part of this, and what Toronto Truth Seekers is about. It's definitely about waking people up and doing your own research on what these government elite are actually doing to us. And with the more control that they get, you know, it's us, the little people, that have to stand up for everybody, you know? They called us the little people. I don't know if you actually seen the BP shenanigan with the oil mm-hmm. oil spill in
yeah.
the Gulf.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest ever.
So the head of the BP came out and said, you know, we're all just little people. That's the way they look at us, pretty much. We're just their slaves and their security grid, right? But basically, it's about waking people up, being a part of something, a movement, because I believe there's going to be a revolution taking place. Definitely when another terrorist attack happens in the next 3 to 6 months, you heard it here. They actually called it in the Congress. They they had a lot of interviews with top officials with the military, with the government, and they actually said within 3 to 6 months there's going to be a huge terrorist attack on the level of 9/11. So when something like that happens, you see that's where the security grid comes into play. It's secret arrests. You know, you don't think that could happen in America? It happened in Germany. You know, it could happen here. History repeats itself. You know, they have unlimited warrants. They could actually just tap your phone, read your emails, see what books you're going to take out at the library with no warrants whatsoever. And this has happened since the Patriot Act. So this allows them to have so much control and power. And right now they actually have a few different things where they want to censor the internet.
Right. That's that could be their next move.
Yeah, and that's actually something we need to actually talk about, because there's a czar, his name is Cass Sunstein. He wrote a government paper for Harvard Law, and he said that he wanted to censor and actually control conspiracy theories. So he said that was a big threat to the government and the mainstream media. So we're winning the war as far as freedom of speech. They know that we outnumber them. They're a small minority, we're the majority. So the power is with the people. And basically, I got some of their information here because I actually put a video on. And this is them on live TV talking about the censoring of the internet. And this is something we got to be aware of, because most people aren't. You know, the mainstream media isn't going to cover this. They aren't going to say that the President Obama can actually have a dictatorial power to say when the internet can be on and when it can be off in the name of terrorism, just like the Patriot Act, you know? So here it is. You heard it here first.
For real, for real. And yeah, and Derek, I want to thank you a lot for coming down here. Oh, here.
There's a lot of people out there who think that what you are granting the president is absolute power to shut down freedom of speech. I mean, this is just over the top.
No way. And total misinformation. I don't know whether people are intentionally peddling the misinformation. Here's the fact. Cyber war is going on in some sense right now. Our civilian infrastructure, the internet that runs the electric grid, the telecommunications grid, transportation, all the rest is constantly being probed by nation states, by some terrorist groups, by organized criminal gangs. And we need this capacity in time of war. We need the capacity for the president to say, internet service provider, we've got to disconnect the American internet from all traffic coming in from another foreign country, or we've got to put a patch on this part of it. The president will never take over. The government should never take over the internet. And listen, we've consulted. Senator Collins and I are proposing this bill with civil liberties and privacy experts. This is a matter of national security. A cyber attack on America can do as much or more damage today by incapacitating our banks, our communications, our finance, our transportation, as a conventional war attack. And the president, in catastrophic cases, not going to do it every day, not going to take it over. So I say to my friends on the internet, relax. Take a look at the bill. And this is something
national
that we
security.
Need to protect our country. Right now, the government can disconnect parts of its internet in the case of war. We need to have that here, too.
We can have that here, too. That's what he said. China has it.
And that's
so
Cass Sunstein?
That's Joe Lieberman.
Oh, that was Lieberman, right?
Yeah, Lieberman. And we got Cass Sunstein as well. I can play that. It's about a 6-minute clip.
Well, why don't we say we'll save that one next time? For next time, we'll get into the internet and coming up later in the summer. And thanks a lot, Derek, for coming in. Because we got to wrap up. We got our G20 episode coming up, our special wrapping up. But yeah, thanks a lot, Derek, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, word. And that was Derek of Tron Truth Seekers here in the studio. And, you know, big things going on. We got the G20 coming up, and we've got, you know, a lot of, you know, there's going to be a lot of activism going on this weekend, a lot of events to check out. One place to check out is rabble.ca. Another place you could check out, g20.mobilize.org. And then, you know, also just look out for Toronto Mobilization Network. Look out for 2010.mediacoop.ca for a media feeder site with all kinds of media coming out this weekend. And, you know, stay tuned. You know, stay safe, stay calm. If you're going down to the protests, be aware and be prepared for anything. We don't really know what's going to happen in all this. But, you know, this has been our Word of Mouth Wednesday for
today, which is the 23rd of June. And my name's Daniel Libby, and thanks a lot for listening. Sorry we didn't get to open up the phone lines, but we will try to open up the phone lines next week for our G20 wrap-up. We'll have, we'll you know, hopefully have some audio from the weekend, as long as everything goes well, and we'll be back next week. But just to leave you off, we just want to leave you off with a track here in memory of Michael Jackson. This time of year, we remember Michael Jackson. Well, this is a track by Kamau and Danny O. It's a track called Legacy. And remember, this is it.
This is it.
Let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. 'Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yo, just finished watching Michael Jackson's memorial. Unimaginably impactful and historical. Heaven's oracle taught that the world can be horrible, but he implored you to find the divine from the deplorable. How did you make an aberration adorable? How did you steer off infection when killer bees were swarming you? How do I ensure the impossible is affordable? How do I make a change 'cause my voice is recordable? Mike, I thought of you when I was writing this verse to fight off the curse, the opposite of which you'd find worse. As you ride in that hearse, my eye convey with pride I've burst. And finally works. I realize I shine on this earth. While you were a strong stomper, I was just a meat creeper. But MLK said be proud if you a street sweeper. And Al Sharpton ruffled and woke up the deep sleepers and told your kids it's strange the world for the peacekeeper. You know what I find strange? I find it strange that you're gone. You know what I find wrong? To write your name in the song in the past tense. It's strange I'm remaining this strong, 'cause since I was born, the top is where your reign is belong. I cried today, but Michael Jackson, I'm alive to say with platinum and diamonds you've paved and aligned the way for me to see my futures filled with many brighter days. And I'm here to leave a legacy behind to stay.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. 'Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yeah.
This is it.
I am basking in the light of a single star, skin blacker than the night. Walking on the moon, one small step, I'll be leaping soon. We all get confused, I'm forever a child, and it's true. I'm a lost boy too, but not as lost as you. In dreams, I realize realities, living on a earth, what a fallacy move. Galaxies made like molecules built, and who's that peeking in my windowsill? There's a light in the night that we can't see, and darkness feels a lot like me. I'm so free, midnight marauder with a hood overhead, trying to escape words I should not have said. I hope they don't notice, I keep the world in focus, breathe.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. 'Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yeah.
And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Yes. Yeah. And we still moonwalking.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.